So I should say joy is the antidote. It's the antidote to jealousy. Yeah, because when we're jealous, other people have something that we don't have. It could be a worldly thing or it could be a Dharma virtue, but whatever it is, we don't want them to have it because we should have it. Don't you agree? I should have the best. Yeah. That other person, it doesn't matter what they did and who they are and how much they worked to deserve it or what, you know, how much good karma, whatever it is, still I should have it and they shouldn't. Yeah? And I'm going to stew until I get it, and I'm going to think about horrible ways to interfere with their happiness and break up their relationships and make people hate them because they don't deserve to be happy like this. And then, of course, we come here and what is it we say? May all sentient beings have happiness and its causes. Except that guy, because he doesn't deserve happiness. He should have suffering and its causes, because I'm jealous of him. Yeah. So jealousy is a pretty painful mind, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, when you're jealous, are you happy? Horrible, isn't it? It's such a painful state of mind. And not only is it painful, it's really rather disgusting too, isn't it? Because here we are praying, may everybody have happiness, and somebody went ahead and had happiness and we didn't even have to do anything. And then we don't want them to have it. But we're practicing the bodhisattva path where we're working for the benefit of all sentient beings. Yeah? So sometimes when we see how painful and disgusting the jealous mind is, then it gives us a little bit of energy to oppose it because we realize that it just makes ourselves miserable. Well, I mean, who is it who suffers when we're jealous? Does the other person suffer? They don't suffer because they're happy, you know. They have your boyfriend. But we suffer. Of course, they have his dirty socks, too. So, it's okay, huh? You know, but look at that mind that is, that's jealous. Yeah, really quite painful. Agree? So rejoicing is the antidote to this painful mind of jealousy. Because it enables us to look at a situation and feel happy about it instead of feeling miserable about it. Okay? And since somebody else has that good quality or they have whatever it is we're jealous of, they're going to have it anyway, then we might as well feel happy about it instead of feeling miserable. And they often say that rejoicing, the antidote to jealousy, feeling happy at other people's good qualities and good circumstances, that's the lazy person's way to create positive potential, because without even doing the positive actions that brought about the circumstances, we're able to feel happy. So if you rejoice, you know, you can feel happy without even getting out of bed in the morning. Yeah, and you can create incredible amount of merit and positive potential that propels you on the path without even getting out of bed. Sounds like a good deal, huh? Yeah. So it's a nice meditation to do, to really practice feeling happy at other people's good circumstances.